On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a whole thing of VD.
A whole thing of VD?
Yeah, like a lot of VD, like various.
So much
very,
VD.
Various.
Like a box.
A box of VD. A box of venereal disease.
Gross.
Was it gift wrapped?
Yeah.
A bow?
Uh huh. Yep.
Well, okay.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah, with that good Nordstrom paper.
I hate to know what she gave you on the second day.
Guys, welcome to the Real Awkward Podcast, the best damn podcast you heard
today.
Pew, pew.
Today. My name is Andy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Ashley.
And today's episode is brought to you by Ashley Case Productions.
Oh, is that a thing?
Well, when you write stuff down on
it
your
is now.
Pad. Uh-huh, it
this,
is now.
This little, now.
That little guy?
Notebook right here.
Yeah, that little guy.
Property of Ashley Case Productions.
So I guess when Ash was working on this, her and Amanda were having talks back and forth, and Amanda was frantically working on the exact same idea.
I don't think she was so frantic.
No.
It was
no.
Like, there's an idea, I give up.
Yeah. There's two misuse of words in there. Frantic and working.
Okay. So like the whole thing.
It wasn't working.
The whole
thing. It was like, oh, I had this idea. And then Ashley was like, me too. And I was like, oh, so you got it? Okay, great.
Okay. So, this is what, Ash? Trivia?
Christmas movie trivia.
Oh, Christmas movie trivia. So, specifically films.
Christmas movie trivia.
We're going to watch a Christmas movie.
Have you seen that?
Christmas,
dude,
no.
There's this stupid TikTok. It's like one of my favorites. It's just this woman who's at like some Christmas thing with her family. And she's looking in the camera. She's being like, Merry Christmas. Merry Chrysler. Merry Christmas. And so like, I don't know why, but like it gets stuck in my head now. And now I'm just like, Merry Christmas, Merry Chrysler.
Stuff that lives like, rent free, right? We can't get rid of it.
I know.
Oh man.
So is this competition or Amanda and I are just guessing for funskies?
Oh, I'm sorry. Have we never met?
Yeah. It's always a competition.
So I did the Halloween movie trivia. So I thought I would do this too. I expect you guys to get none of these correct.
BS. Amanda and I are good.
So that's my challenge to you guys.
Challenge accepted.
Is to just
get any at all correct.
Just get one. Amanda will probably get the ones about
Muppets.
Christmas vacation.
Anything Muppets, Amanda's got.
There's nothing about Muppets. Dude, there are so many Christmas movies.
Yeah.
I could only do so many questions.
Okay.
So if you want a part two,
all right.
Part deuces, we'll do a part deuces.
Part
on the second
deuces.
Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a notebook full of Christmas trivia.
Part deuces.
That will be the second day.
Part deuces. Okay.
This is better than VD, I promise.
This is better than a box full of VD.
A box of VD. We're going to pass.
DVD.
DVD.
Oh, it cut out.
That's double venereal diseases. It cut out. DVD. Oops. Bad edit. Okay, Ash, hit us with your knowledge.
Okay, this one you'll get right away.
Okay. Okay.
Only because.
Wait. I thought you didn't expect us to get any right.
But then I looked at my first question and I was like, never mind, this one's
Amanda, the bar has just been set down.
But
we're good.
The right? bonus question you what? Will get wrong.
Okay, fine.
Part two.
Fine, bring it.
What is the toy they are trying to find in Jingle All the Way?
Boom, Amanda.
Turbo Man.
Okay, bonus.
Oh.
What is the toy that Turbo Man is mimicked after? And what is the craze that the story is mimicked after?
Tickle Me Elmo. Right? And
no, hold on.
Ultraman.
What did you say for the
other part? I said Ultraman and Tickle Me Elmo.
Ultraman.
What do you got?
I was thinking the Cabbage Patch Kids craze.
Correct.
Was what it was. Ooh,
oh,
yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Really?
And then the toy that it's modeled after, I was thinking a G.I. Joe, honestly.
That's a good guess, Power Ranger.
Power Ranger. Oh,
okay, that makes sense.
I'm
just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. I get 0.5 bonus points.
Yeah, she does. 0.5 bonus. Yeah. I didn't know there was a two-parter. What was this bullshit?
You'll get one too, Andy. Just
you'll
wait.
Find it.
She'll Andy. Softball you one at the end.
Softball you one. What does Christ stand for in Christmas?
God. Oh, my God.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd be like, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Numero dos.
Okay.
How many siblings does Kevin McAllister have?
Oh, my shit. God. Amanda, we got this. Hold on. Don't count the kid in the van. He doesn't count. That's how we got in this problem in the first place. Okay.
I was just going to say a number. I wasn't going to even try and figure it out.
No, I got this. Older sister with the brunette hair. Then the next oldest sister with the blonde hair. Then the redheaded, ugly, tall kid. Then
here's what you have to remember.
What?
Some of them are cousins.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, oh, okay. Fuller's a cousin because he needs to be easy on the Pepsi. So pull him out. And then, who are their kids? One of them is Fuller and the other one is a cousin, correct?
And then isn't Kieran Culkin a sibling?
Yes.
That's Fuller.
Oh, that is Fuller. So no, yeah. He's not a sibling.
Here's where we figure out Amanda's secret that Home Alone is not my favorite movie.
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm going to go one. He goes, Kevin, you're such a disease. I think that's a brother. One, two, three, four, five, and two cousins. I'm going to say five siblings plus Kevin, six.
Wrong.
Damn it.
There's five of them, including Kevin.
Oh, okay.
So four.
So he has four. He's got four siblings. Oh, I'm so close.
My guess was that he had five siblings.
Dang. For some reason, I remember that. What was his big brother's name again? I keep wanting to say Butch, but it's not Butch.
The shitty redhead
Buzz?
Kid?
Buzz.
I was going to say, I don't know. It's
Buzz's
crappy.
Girlfriend.
Woof.
Do you know that was actually a boy? It was like the director's son or something like that, and they dressed him up as a girl.
Oh.
Because they didn't want to use an actual girl.
That don't fly so that in 2023, Home Alone.
And so she wasn't made fun of.
Oh, okay.
And so they're like, let's dress up a boy as a girl so it's legitimately like an ugly looking girl.
Dude, Buzz had such a cool room. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. In the story, who paid for the trip to Paris?
I got it. I already know. Amanda, guess.
I don't know. So it's, go for it.
It's his brother. His brother bought the trip to all of them to go to Paris.
Correct.
Yes.
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 His brother, Rob McAllister, lives in Paris. The cousins that live there are his kids. He left them there to finish school, and that is his house. So you always question,
right?
How did they afford it with all these kids? He must have a crazy job.
It's his house.
It's his house.
Got it.
It's his house. They live in it. He moved to the one in France, which is what you see at the end of the movie when they're all like, in France, and they're waiting to figure out where Kevin is.
Got it. Okay.
So he's the rich uncle. It's his house. He paid.
It all makes sense now.
See, my thing was always, what kind of drug deal is the dad doing to afford that house with all those kids in it?
That's awesome. Shut up, Marv.
Now we know the dad's a freeloader.
Exactly. Okay. Moving on. Jack Nicholson and Eddie Murphy both auditioned for which role?
Oh, that seems like quite the difference in roles.
Can I answer? Was it the role that Bill Murray played in Scrooged?
Nope.
It's a Christmas movie, right? Because that would make things
Andy,
very different.
This is the Christmas episode.
Eddie Murphy auditioned for The Shining. shit. Why can't I think of a Jack Nicholson Christmas movie?
He didn't get the role.
Oh, shit.
They auditioned.
At the same time. When were they both relevant at the same time?
I was thinking like the 80s. Right? So that's why I went with Scrooged.
Yeah, that's not a bad one. Can you tell me when the movie was? The year?
I want to say 2000.
Oh, so it's a little bit earlier.
I have a second guess, so don't say the answer yet, Ashley.
Okay.
Okay.
when Andy gets it wrong.
The Grinch.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh!
So wait, what was Amanda's guess? What was your guess?
I was deciding between saying the Grinch or the Santa Claus.
Oh yeah, see, the Santa Claus makes sense too.
Actually, the Grinch makes sense.
I'm trying to remember who else auditioned for Santa Claus, but I don't recall.
Jack Nicholson could have done the Grinch.
He could have done the Grinch. So yeah. Apparently, mm-hmm. Dr. Seuss's widow got full control over who played the Grinch in the movie, and she had a list of like 5 or 6 celebrities that she was okay with.
Okay.
And Jack Nicholson, Eddie Murphy, Jim Carrey, they were all on the list.
Okay.
And so Jim Carrey got the role.
Well, knowing how Eddie Murphy did the donkey, I could see the Grinch being okay, right? Like,
I don't think Eddie Murphy could have done the
mannerisms.
No, you know, like when the Grinch gets kind of like dastardly, kind of evilly.
I don't think
Eddie Murphy could have done that part. I think Eddie Murphy could have done the being a goofball, crazy, like tiptoeing around.
I'm the Grinch. But,
yeah, he couldn't have been the grumpy, like, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he I would think,
have been like, I'm not going.
Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
I think it would have been a very, I think it would have been like a very different movie. But I mean,
sure.
It's hard because I can't imagine anybody but Jim Carrey doing it.
Right? Yeah, I agree. Also, that's like synonymous.
It was originally supposed to be directed by Tim Burton.
Okay.
But he had a contradiction with doing Sleepy Hollow at the time.
I will be honest. I'm glad that it went to Ron Howard because absolutely. I think he did that movie justice. Yep.
Ron Howard kept it very whimsical.
Yep, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I think I'd be curious to see a Tim Burton version.
It's just too dark.
In an alternate universe.
Emo Grinch.
Oh, 100%.
So that's when I wonder, like, would Jack Nicholson be a better fit for a Tim Burton?
Yeah, I could see
version. Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. I liked a few years ago when I went to Universal Studios, they still have part of the Who Village that you can go through.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Like on the studio backlot tour, part of the town, like one of the houses is still there. You drive by it.
Oh, okay. So I guess it was on the back side. The whole thing was on the back side of the Bates Motel. Mm-hmm. And at one point, one of the characters like came out of like during the tour or whatever, like came out, and people were so confused.
They're like, what? That's funny. All right.
True or false?
False.
Correct.
I'm that good. Next question.
True or false?
Yes.
Dr. Seuss's The Grinch was green.
From the original book.
I always thought of him as kind of yellow.
No, I think he's just black and white, right?
He's black and white with pink eyes.
With pink eyes.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they decided for the cartoon version.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking then.
I like it though, because he's a mean one, you know?
Mr. Grinch.
Yeah.
Green Mr. Grinch.
Yeah, he's really kind of
a heel.
Can't imagine him any other way now. Yeah.
He's charming though.
He's as cuddly as a cactus.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it.
Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
What year was A Christmas Story released?
Oh, Amanda, that's your realm. I don't know.
You're great at dates, Andy.
I was about to say,
gone on a
if
couple.
Anyone has ever listened to the show, they know I don't fucking know when anything came out. But also, this is not my favorite Christmas movie by any means.
When was the first one? Like 50s, 60s, like that?
It was set a long time ago, but it was, the movie came out in like the mid to early 80s.
Okay, that's the one, like it's set in like the 1800s or 1900s, right? Like Scrooge
have
is like.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Christmas Story.
Not A Christmas Carol.
Wow, thank you. That is a very important distinction.
Wow.
Like the 1800s, right?
You'll shoot
shit, like the old time. This is a man. Okay, now I understand why you think it was my territory.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Shoot your eye out.
Scrooge.
Ebenezer.
He's like, all I want is a fucking BB gun. He's like, they've made electricity with a sexy lamp.
Can somebody please make a mashup? Okay.
Frickin' Ralphie Scrooge. So I'm sorry. Christmas Story.
No, wait. And A Christmas Story, the dad is Scrooge.
I don't think it was 70s. And if it was, it was very late 70s. I'm going to say, only because I've seen the actor before, I'm going to say it was 82. Mm.
I think it's earlier than I think it is. Like, I think it, I wanted to say like 1989 originally, but I think I'm going to say 1985.
1983.
Oh, damn it. Meet in the middle.
Right there. Right there.
Close. Oh, okay. 1985. Okay. All right. Nice. So yes. Good. So good.
Apparently, it was actually not in theaters during Christmas time because it came out right before Thanksgiving and it bombed so bad that they literally took it out of theaters.
Really?
Is that crazy to go like cult classic after that too? I don't know. There's some people that really love that movie. And then I've heard some people be like, not for me. I don't enjoy it.
My dad's favorite.
Yeah.
Favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah. It's, I mean.
I don't like care for it humor. At all.
You don't like it? What is it about the Christmas, not Christmas Carol, Christmas Story that you don't like?
I was about to be like, are we confused again? A Christmas Story, I don't know. I think the humor just doesn't really work for me. And I don't love. It's just never grabbed me. Like, I've never thought it was that funny. I don't know. There's just certain movies that just, like, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't like it.
I think it's definitely one of those movies that has humor of the time.
Yeah, I could see that.
And so I think for people older than us, it might be funnier because they actually lived scenarios closer to, like, what happened.
Yeah. I could see that. I don't know. To me, maybe... nostalgia goggles because when I rewatch it, I'm like, I remember that, and that's still kind of funny. And I don't know.
And I think that's part of it for me is I did not grow up watching it.
Yeah,
I didn't either. Yeah,
so I don't have that nostalgia for it.
That's fair.
I think that it's a movie that doesn't have a lot of like rise and fall. It's literally
It is pretty much like that the entire time. I remember hating the bully kid though, and when he beats the shit out of him. Like, I was so stoked. I thought it was awesome. Yeah. He's got the stupid Davy Crockett hat on.
I felt like it was just a very slow-moving movie.
Uh-huh. So, here's a bonus question.
Yes.
A Christmas Story, not the Christmas Carol, was based on some articles that came out in what magazine?
The National Enquirer.
That's funny.
New York. New York Post.
Just New York.
You mean the New Yorker?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Playboy.
Oh.
So nobody read them. So they were like, we should make a movie. It was like a series of articles. Basically like...
Somebody shooting their eye out.
The writer's personal experiences, oh, okay. Basically.
Somebody shooting... I get it. That's dirty. Man, that's dirty. Okay, that's next.
Flick, the kid who sticks his tongue to the pole.
Oh, yeah.
How did they get his tongue to stick?
Glue.
I genuinely just thought that they stuck the kid's tongue to the pole. I thought it was too cold.
Apparently, there was a little hole in it, and there was like a vacuum, like a suction.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Was that his real tongue then?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It looks like a fake tongue as they're pulling him off of it. It looks painful.
Yeah. So it was painless. It was literally just like sucked on there.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, that's probably the smartest way to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
Yeah. What two other movies did Peter Billingsley appear in?
You're going to have to
tell me. Okay. I know one. I know one of them.
He's Ralphie.
Oh, okay.
Two movies he was in. Two Christmas movies.
Go ahead, Amanda.
Elf.
He was in Elf.
And then Christmas Story 2.
No.
Oh, okay. Santa Claus?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you'll get it.
Mm, okay, fine.
Eight
Crazy Nights.
Yeah.
That's animated, technically not a Christmas movie.
Animated or something.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking an animated movie.
Ooh. I can't think of like another Christmas film that I remember seeing his face in. Because when he's older, because I remember, isn't he in an elf costume in the...
He's an elf.
Yeah. Yeah. In the second, in the other one, we're guessing, what is he? Is he like a businessman or
an airline Like behind the desk at an airline, oh, like at the airport.
Man.
Oh, is that the Jonathan Taylor Thomas Home for Christmas?
Christmas. Christmas with the cranks?
No.
Oh,
or Christmases.
Good guess, though. Good guess.
That's a good movie, by the way.
I'm going to give this to you guys. It's Four Christmases.
Oh, Four Christmases. That's with Vince Vaughn, right? Uh-huh. And yeah. Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. How many puppets were used for Nightmare Before Christmas?
Well, hold on a minute. Pause. Well,
yeah.
Are we?
No, Amanda needs details.
No. No, I have already answered that question, whether or not it's a Christmas movie.
Okay. It's a Thanksgiving movie.
No, it's not. It's a Christmas movie. So are we counting the amount of physical puppets or are we counting the amount of heads?
Well, what denotes a puppet? If you want to answer how many heads he had.
I think he had over 100. I think Jack Skellington had over 100 heads.
He had like 400 heads.
That's wild.
Because they had one for like every single letter sound.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay,
so we're talking individual puppets.
Okay, so I know that the puppets, I know that each character, there was multiples, but like they were all like wire frames, so they were able to move in a lot of different directions. But I'll say, I mean, I don't know. I want to say there's got to easily be 200.
I'm with Amanda. I'm going to say 236.
227.
Oh, damn. Oh,
that was
close.
Pretty good, guys.
I just meant, like, I mean, yeah. I was just thinking, because especially when they have, like, the big town square moments and there's all the characters, there's easily, like, 30 or 40 characters on the screen.
Yeah,
so then
right.
You figure there's at least two of every character.
And when they go when he travels Christmas Town, it's like there's a lot of like various scenes that have different characters in it too.
Well, and then you figure there's probably multiple Jacks, Sallys, Oogie Boogies, like the big characters, Santa. Mm-hmm. There's probably multiple of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Man, 227.
They shot it in 24 frames per second.
Okay. That would save them time. Yes.
Can you imagine like a 90-minute movie, 24 frames every second.
Yeah, but that also means bonkers. Every single character got moved in a different position every single frame.
Yeah.
Claymation bonkers. Is crazy. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, there was a movie with Queen Latifah called Last Holiday.
Missed it. Sorry.
Who was originally supposed to star in that movie?
Oh,
Halle Berry. God.
Aretha Franklin.
Mariah Carey. Missy Elliott.
Okay, so The Last Holiday is a remake.
Oh, okay.
Right? There was an original and the main character was...
See, I have no idea what this movie's even about, so...
Main character was a man.
Oh, well, then I'm not going to guess it unless they look like Queen Latifah. Then I'm going to say Sinbad. I don't know.
Sinbad.
Sorry, that does Queen Latifah dirty. She's beautiful. Sinbad wouldn't have pulled it off.
Okay, so the movie is about a man. So let's just talk this out.
Let's find. Andy, you have your phone?
Yes. What do you need?
Pull
synopsis?
Up the synopsis okay. of Last Holiday.
The Last Holiday. You guys need to talk while I do it.
I'm just thinking out loud, okay? Okay.
Yeah, think so out the loud movie, while Andy pulls it up.
If the movie originally, the main character was a man, so they're going to remake it. Well, so hypothetically, you could say that there's a bit... Okay, who's her love interest in the movie?
Oh, God. It's...
Oh, well, then it's obviously not the answer. Because if it was, you'd know his name.
Nope, it's not the answer.
What?
Some good-looking guy. I don't remember.
Okay. Upon learning of a terminal illness, a shy woman decides to sell all her possessions and live it up as a posh Central European hotel. At a Central European hotel. Do Brendan Fraser.
That would have made it entertaining. So I'll give you another hint.
What?
He didn't play the role because he died.
That's what I figured it got changed because the guy possibly died. When you said it wasn't my original thought of it being her love interest.
Oh, Heath Ledger?
Nope.
Brandon Lee?
Nope.
That's the only two actors I can think of.
Those are the only two actors you can think of that died.
That passed at about the same time. This is 2006.
So
Brandon Lee was way younger than that, but
maybe they were going to make it an old people movie. What old people's died around then?
Jack Lemmon. Walter Matthau.
Walter Matthau.
You're going to have to give it to us. We're going down a rabbit hole.
John Candy.
Oh!
That sounded so authentic.
Yes, it did. So I want to look up when he died because I didn't think he died. I thought he died in the 90s.
They were gonna redo the movie and they wanted John Candy to do it. And then he passed. So they kind of scrapped it. And then they were kind of re-looking at it again. And they're like, what if we make it a woman instead of a man?
Oh, I see.
And then they cast Queen Latifah in the role.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So he died in 94.
That's quite a long time. 12-year difference. Yeah. Okay.
But basically they already like written it all out and he was supposed to be in it. So they're like, well, why don't we just like.
Yeah, sure.
Pick it back up. So
okay.
There you go. Moving on. How many characters did Tom Hanks play in the Polar Express?
Definitely the train conductor.
Definitely that guy.
I honestly don't like that movie, so I cannot tell you. It's like Uncanny Valley. We've talked about this before. The eyes are creepy as hell. It was early 3D animation in the grand scheme of things, and I find it incredibly boring.
I don't know if I've ever actually watched the whole thing.
Oh, so we are not guessing, and you will just tell us.
I'm going to say 5.
Correct.
Good job.
What?
Correct.
Got it.
I didn't write down what the characters were because they were kind of inconsequential.
Yeah, I imagine.
But yes,
I wouldn't know who they are anyway.
Fair, fair.
True or false, Miracle on 34th Street was released in June.
I'm going to say true. I think it's weird, but I bet it's true.
Yeah, true.
May or may not be true.
Okay.
It was released in June. I also saw another thing that said May, so I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
But basically they thought that in the spring and summer, people are out of their house more and they will go see movies.
That makes sense.
Whereas in the winter, they're not leaving.
But it was also, 1930s or something like that when that movie was made? So they thought a lot differently back then.
Yeah.
They also remade it. There's a remake.
Is it any good?
No.
I haven't seen any of them. I do not care.
That was one that my mom liked, so we watched a lot. My mom, you guys know my mom. We only owned a couple Christmas movies, but they were all the ones my mom liked. So we had Miracle on 34th Street. We had not the Santa Claus, but there was like an older movie called The Santa Claus or something like that. And then, but not the Tim Allen one. And then we owned, Prancer, or it was about a reindeer.
Was it animated?
No.
Oh, then I might remember that one, but I don't. I don't. Who was in that again? Shirley Temple or something?
Hell, if I know.
Okay.
It was from like the '80s.
Not Prancer. Miracle on 34th Street, but yeah.
Oh no, I don't know.
Some little girl, right? Isn't she like the main character or whatever? She's like, everyone needs Christmas spirit. Blah.
Exactly that.
Don't care. That's the only question I have about that movie.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
Can you name 3 actors who were in 2 Christmas movies?
What's the kid's name from fucking Christmas Story?
I got him.
And I don't just mean sequels.
Wait. They were in Christmas actors that were in multiple Christmas movies.
Multiple Christmas movies.
Wait, not sequels though.
Correct.
Okay, because Tim Allen.
Not including sequels.
Tim Allen has been in multiple Christmas movies.
Which movies?
He's been in Christmas with the Cranks. He's been Santa Claus. He's been Santa Claus 2, Santa Claus 3.
She said no sequels, suckers.
So yes, he's been in those 2. Yes, Christmas with the Cranks and the Santa Claus.
I thought he was in another one too.
No.
Okay. All right. Toy Story Christmas
also,
special.
Also, did you know that, fun fact, Disney has a rule about not hiring criminals, but apparently Tim Allen was arrested at one point for having a pound and a half of cocaine.
Oh, I heard about
cocaine.
That.
Yeah.
Heard about that. You thought it was snow.
My answer is Will Ferrell. I just really like
snow. Oh, Will Ferrell.
No.
Yes, he has.
What?
He's been
Elf and Scrooged.
Yeah.
Or the Scrooge or whatever. He was just in a, like last year, he was in a Christmas movie.
Okay, sorry, I didn't know about that one.
Well, he also was in another. He also was in another Christmas one, wasn't he? Wasn't he another Christmas?
I thought
movie?
So.
Bruce Willis is in Die Hard.
You can't count the sequels, sucka.
What?
She said no sequels.
I said Bruce Willis.
Okay, so what else has Bruce Willis been in besides Die Hard?
Die Hard, and then he was in Christmas with the Cranks.
Yeah, was it?
He was in that one Christmas movie where he is.
Wow, this is going well.
Looper, isn't that a Christmas
film? Unbreakable.
Unbreakable, you know, happens in Christmas. Glass. I got. Do you have them in mind? Because Amanda and I.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. What else you got?
Vince Vaughn was.
Oh, yeah.
What?
What was he in other than Four Christmases?
Four Christmases, and then Vince Vaughn was also in Fred Claus.
That movie's a sleeper.
But a dog can't fly.
You're right.
That movie's a sleeper. If you haven't seen it, listeners.
That movie's funny.
Fred Claus is a fantastic movie. And Paul Giamatti makes an amazing Santa Claus.
I love it.
That movie's genuinely funny.
It is good.
Jim Carrey was in Grinch and The Christmas Carol.
Okay, sure.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Okay. In Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what does the elf wish he could be?
A dentist.
Excellent. dang it, I totally just did these in the wrong order.
That's okay. Switch them up.
No, it doesn't make any sense now.
Oh, okay.
Reginald and Rollo were names considered for which Christmas character?
Rudolph.
Rollo, the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph.
Reginald, the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Reginald. Reginald.
Reggie.
Oh, here comes Reggie. He can't play these reindeer games.
I'm sorry. Like, if they were going to call him Rollo, I would expect that he can't fly because he's a fatty. Not because they're like, he doesn't
two
know.
L's.
Oh,
two L's.
Then he's French.
Then that's like Pollo. So it's Royo.
Royo. Royo, the red-nosed reindeer.
So dumb. Okay, what else you got there, Trivia Queen?
What song is Zooey Deschanel singing in the shower?
I don't know. Will Ferrell shouldn't have been in there.
Really can't stay. Maybe it's cold outside. That one, right?
Yep.
Yay. And he starts singing with her, right? Doesn't he?
He starts singing with her. Yeah. So originally there wasn't going to be any music in the movie. And then she was cast and they loved her voice so much that they added songs.
Because she's a good singer, right?
She is a good. Yeah, she's a good singer.
We've been watching like little Christmas movies and stuff. And Lincoln likes to watch movie trailers before he decides if he wants to watch the movie or not. And I was like, hey, let's watch the trailer for this one because I think we should watch it. And it's Elf and he's never seen it. And so it gets to the part in the trailer because he's sort of like, okay. And then it gets to the part where Will Ferrell and the kid have gotten the Christmas tree and the kid's like, how are we going to put the star on? And then he goes, I got it. And you see him like jump off the couch and go into the tree. And Lincoln's like, can we watch it right now? we're going to watch it tomorrow or Tuesday. But yeah, I'm like, no, we'll watch it this week.
Nice.
So
in Elf, what does Buddy eat at the doctor's office?
A dog treat.
Cotton balls.
Oh, I haven't seen it in a long time.
A dog treat at the doctor's office?
I don't know.
Cotton balls.
Oh, R.I.P. James Caan. He passed away too, huh?
Yeah.
That's right.
Back on Elf, still on Elf, who played the mall Santa in Elf that he gets in a fight with?
Dude. Oh my God. What is.
I don't know.
Isn't he a comedian? A stand-up comedian?
He's a comedian. He's an SNL buddy.
Yeah. What is his name? For some reason, I want to say Horatio Sanz, and it's not him. It's somebody else. What?
It's not Horatio Sanz. Yeah. It's somebody else.
Why can't I remember him? Eddie something? No? I'm blanking.
Amanda's Googling.
Amanda's
it.
Cheating.
Look at her
cheating. Amanda's
cheating. No, hold on a minute. I was about to say, I'm going to look it up so my answer is invalid.
Okay. Frank. Frank.
Not Frank Caliendo.
I know it's not him. I know exactly who it is, too. He's like a little heavy set, like dark hair, kind of squatty. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Probably Jewish.
Yes. What is his name?
I looked it up.
Amanda, go ahead.
It's Artie Lang.
Artie Lang. That's right.
See, I don't really know. I recognize, I could remember the scene in my head, but I was like, I don't even remember who that was.
Is Artie Lang, was he in SNL for a while? Yeah. Okay.
It's the face I remember, but yeah, I wouldn't have been able to know who he was.
Yeah.
I don't even know what else that guy's in.
I couldn't tell you besides just skits.
Yeah, I agree.
So apparently that scene, that the whole like setup there. It took them weeks to set that up.
The whole Santa?
Yeah. Like the whole, all the lights and decorations and stuff. So when they did that fight where they knock it all down, that was one take.
They're just like, you got to get
it right. Go ham.
Yeah.
Go absolutely bonkers because this is all we got. That's funny. Yeah.
Okay.
Who directed that, by the way?
Elf was Danny Elfman.
Was it Rob Reiner?
No.
I do love Rob Reiner. Will Ferrell?
Or no, it was wait. It was John Favreau.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He did do that one.
Yeah, he did.
That's right. Okay. Wait, what is he in the movie? What's his role?
He's the doctor in the doctor's office.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
What animal? We're back on the Grinch, apparently. You know. What animal did his suit hair come from?
Yak.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
I just guessed it.
Yeah.
Because I was
did
looking
you really
at it.
Guess it?
Yeah, because I was like trying to remember what it looked like. I was like, that looks like yak hair.
You've probably heard it before and you put it back in the depths of your mind.
But he also goes, yak. You remember that, Amanda? Remember that in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective? Yak.
Why would that indicate?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, she knows the scene.
Yak.
Like. He's like doing mating calls and he's like, yak.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That has nothing to do with it, but it's yak hair.
That's funny. It's yak hair.
Okay.
Which Christmas movie?
Yes.
In the Czech Republic.
I'm out.
Is called Santa is a Pervert.
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa's so good. I'm not a big Billy Bob Thornton fan, but Bad Santa's like a very good film.
See,
the second
one's not as good, the first one. I think that is in the same category as Fred Claus. That,
like, I agree.
People kind of forget about it.
Yeah.
But then you watch it and you're like, wait a minute. This
Because it's not a family
funny.
Movie. Dude, so people this, are like, I'm not going to sit and watch that with my kids.
Dude, the chubby, curly haired blonde kid is so funny in that film. Like, just messing with him all the time. There's this running joke in the movie where he keeps asking him for sandwiches. And he's like, the fuck is with you with sandwiches? He like spits it out. Dude, it's so good. And what's the girl that's in Gilmore Girls? Because she's in that movie too. The mom.
Lauren.
She's his.
I don't know why I can't think of her name.
Not supporting actress, but I guess.
Like love interest.
Love interest. Thank you. In that one. But yeah, it's a great movie.
I can't think of her name. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Gilmore Girls fans.
Sorry, Gilmore Girls.
Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
Was released in 1989. Which other Christmas movie, and only other Christmas movie, was released in the same year?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I don't. That's not true. 1989. Why is that like a... That's an important date, Amanda.
Is it?
Yes. Batman.
Did you hear the question?
Yeah, 1989. Batman.
Which other Christmas movie?
Yeah. Isn't Batman during Christmas? It's not?
technically Batman 2 is set in
Batman Returns, but that's 1991 or 92. So I'm wrong. She's upset.
Let's what about Die Hard?
Die Hard.
No.
Dang it.
Okay.
Amanda, this one's on you. I got nothing.
I don't know.
Ninja Turtles.
Christmas movies, brah.
Okay. Well, we obviously don't know this
one. I don't know.
Prancer.
Ah, that's funny.
That was the fucking movie I was talking about.
Bonus question, Amanda. What that movie were sucks. You going to say? And what?
I was going to say, and it sucks.
And it sucks.
Bonus question.
Oh, sure.
Who was in both movies?
Rudolph.
What was the movie we talked about first?
Christmas Vacation.
Oh, right. let's say Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Johnny Galecki.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm not
the younger brother. The brother.
Big Bang Theory.
Oh, got it. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's in both. The only two Christmas movies that came out that year. I remember he was in both of them.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mr. Shirley, Clark's boss in Christmas.
Oh, I was like, I don't know what that is.
Is played by which famous actor's brother?
Is it
Bill Murray?
Ron Howard? What?
Say it again, Amanda.
Bill Murray.
Oh, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray's brother.
Okay.
When you look at him after you know that, you're like, oh, yeah.
They look
alike. I can see the resemblance.
Yeah.
What does Clark hope to buy with his Christmas bonus?
Doesn't he want to put in a pool?
He wants a pool.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
I knew you'd get that one. I have one question left.
Oh, that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's a good time.
This is for you, Andy.
Oh, shoot.
Rude.
What is the name
what
of the evil? Did you get the beginning of the question? You weren't listening.
What is the evil?
What is the name
of the?
What is the name?
Yes.
Of the evil magician in Frosty the Snowman. For all the points.
Messy. shit.
I was about to be like, I don't approve of all the points being put on this one.
Don't worry, he doesn't know.
Abra,
I was about to be like, but then when he said, messy, I'm like, oh, he don't fucking know.
Messy. And he starts hitting his head.
Andy's favorite.
I love Frost the Snowman, but I'm trying to remember his name. Oh. Houdini, Linguini.
Houdini.
Abracadabra.
I'm pretty sure that's the evil magician in Care Bears.
Frost. Iceman.
Wow.
Iceman.
Top hat.
Wow.
Man.
Happy birthday.
What's his name?
Professor Hinkle.
Oh, see, for some reason I thought I was about to say like Dr. Wiener or something. Like,
yeah, that's what the child's movie.
Watch out for Dr. Wiener.
Dr. Wiener.
Messy,
Dr. Wiener. Stupid.
That's it, guys. That's all that I could put together in the time that I had. So
wow. Well, it
that's
has
where
been,
we leave it.
It has been
a wonderful
time of year. With such holiday cheer. Amanda, where can people tell us how much they enjoyed this holiday episode?
Hold on. I just want to say for the record, these questions were good.
They were good. And
thank you, Ashley.
I think you got way more.
You're just jealous because you fucking lost.
I did lose. I lost so bad.
Ugh. And I just want to say for the record, I did pretty well.
You are the Christmas queen.
Even when she guessed, she was like,
I know,
right,
you did
there.
You did pretty good.
I think I just, this is just where I have a lot of nonsense trivia in my brain, and this is when it comes out.
You're like, this helps no one, but I can
literally
tell you
it helps her. That's who it helps. That's
let me true, do a yeah. deep dive on the internet at 2 a.m. for information that will help no one.
Can you tell our audience what I said before now that
sure
you, now
people can come to our Instagram at Real Awkward Podcast and tell us what questions they got right. And then check out our TikTok at Real Awkward Podcast. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/realawkwardpodcast, where you can come check out and get exclusive episodes. And I think that's everything I needed to say.
Also, go to our TikTok.
I thought I said TikTok.
Yeah, she said TikTok.
I wasn't listening.
No,
obviously.
You weren't. No, you weren't. You pulled an Andy. You pulled sure an did. Andy.
Sure did. Hey, sorry, I'm one white Russian in. Okay.
It's weird. You're not even drinking. Amanda, can you lead us out with the end of that Christmas song? You ready?
Second day.
What Christmas song?
My true love gave to me two DVDs and one box of VD.
Oh my VHS, God. Andy, VHS.
Oh, VHS. Betamax, yeah. Yes, exactly. And CDs and cassettes and 8 tracks. Okay, I'm done. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Jingle all the way, mother... Hello, Real Awkward listeners. The Real Awkward Podcast turns 3 this year. That's right, 3 years of fun, entertaining content for you guys. And we cannot do it without listeners like you. If you guys want to support the show, head over to patreon.com/realawkwardpodcast. For $3 a month, it gets you access to exclusive shows, merchandise, and name shoutouts on the show. We also will take your suggestions for show topics. Thank you so much for 3 years, and we look forward to many more.